your body to maintain this powerful, energetic, electrical current in you has got to have a certain pH, a certain basis of what's called acid and alkaline in the system. It is as important as maintaining the temperature of your body. Your body has to stay at what temperature? Quick. 98.6. Well, here's the other number you better know. On a scale from 0 to 14, where 0 is pure acid, burn a hole in steel, and 14 is purely alkaline. Or another word for alkalinity is base, for those of you who have a scientific or chemistry background, right? The middle then, the balance, would be 7. Our bodies need to be at 7.36. That's the ideal, which is more acid or more alkaline. Which one is it? Slightly what? It's slightly alkaline. Now, the portions of your body, like your stomach, has hydrochloric acid in it, and in that area, right, you're gonna have more acid. But I'm talking about your blood. The blood, which is the river of life. What takes the oxygen everywhere? The blood. You know, what brings the nutrients? The blood. The blood is the basic source of everything. So your blood has gotta be at 7.36. In fact, this is so important, guys, that if this figure were to vary 1 or 2 points, you would die instantly. Does anybody know why? Because what happens is it would change the chemistry where there'd be no electrical power. And imagine an electrical power plant that somebody unplugged. Everything stops. Your organs, your cells, everything shuts down. You're dead. That's how important alkalinity is to your body. Now, most people, though, are constantly testing the body's ability to do this. For example, we go to a cold environment, what does our body do? It compensates, right? It figures out what to do to try and speed up, try and get that warmth to the body so that we can survive. The same thing happens when you take in a lot of acidity in your body. Your body rushes to figure out how to deal with this. Now, the way the body deals with excess acid, and again, what brings acid to the body? Emotions is the first thing that most people never even think about. Remember when I asked you to call that person this weekend, which I know many of you didn't do because we gave you so much extra spare time? But I know you're gonna do tonight because I know what a committed soul you are, or tomorrow morning at the latest. Because by doing that, whether you realize it or not, that anger you think about, or when you think you were victimized by somebody, that produces acid in your system. When you worry, I mean, how does it feel when you worry? What does your body feel like? Can you feel that kind of feeling inside your body, like something's churning? You're creating acids in the system. By the way, conversely, Norman Cousins, who, God bless his soul, an amazing man who was here in Los Angeles, right, teaching at UCLA, if you remember, he cured himself of disease by doing what? Through laughter therapy. He'd watch for 8 hours a day all these funny films that cracked him up, and he laughed his way back to health, because you can also, through your emotions, can you stimulate your immune system? Can you release positive endorphins, yes or no? So when you're talking about my lifestyle, I know people all the time who are so rigid about what they're gonna eat, and they're stressed every moment about it. And I'm looking at them going, they are not gonna be healthy because they're creating acid continuously, which, guess what acid does? It strips or weakens the electrical charges around red blood cells. So for example, and I'm getting a little technical, but please stay with me and I think this will make sense for you. Here's a red blood cell. What does a red blood cell do? Carries what? Oxygen. So you got all these red blood cells in your body. And by the way, when you go to Mastery, you're gonna see all of these, and those of you who are doing that. If you don't, I would go get a live blood test. Most people, when they get their blood, they get dried blood, and then they dye the blood. So you never see what your blood really looks like. You get some test that measures numbers as opposed to seeing what's really there. So here are these red blood cells. Blood cells, in order to function, have a certain biochemistry, and in order to do that, to have electrical charges. The outside of a blood cell has a negative charge. The reason it has a negative charge is it keeps the blood cells from doing what? Anybody know? Sticking together. If the blood cells stick together, what's gonna happen? Yeah, they're gonna suddenly go through the bloodstream more slowly, through the body more slowly, so you're gonna get less oxygen. All these little red blood cells gotta make it all the way down to little capillaries. Some places they have to go one at a time. So all of a sudden, imagine you've got your body full of sludge. And by the way, that's how most people feel. They sludge through life. Because if you see the red blood cells, they're all clumped together. Now, what happens is the inside of your red blood cell has a positive charge. So when acid comes along, you have an acid diet, which I'm gonna talk about also, acid emotions, acid lifestyle. The acid comes by and it mitigates, it strips or weakens this charge, sometimes takes it completely away. So what do you think these cells start to do? They start to clump together. As that happens, your energy goes through the floor. But that's not the only problem. These cells start to weaken. Does that make sense? They're not as strong as they need to. And as the environment becomes more and more acidic, they not only weaken, but they die. When they die, they release their own acids into the bloodstream. So now you're compounding it. Now remember the example I gave you of pouring water in a glass and you keep pouring and pretty soon it overflows? Well, when you keep pouring acid in the system and it starts destroying cells more rapidly than your body's used to, all that acid builds up to the point where now the environment is really polluted. And what got worse, you basically have negative momentum. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Till pretty soon you don't know why you have all these aches and pains. Aches and pains are acid. It's a lack of oxygen and acid. And you can find it any part of your body. So what we've got to do is we've got to maintain this balance. You know what your body does? Your body's intelligent. It's ready for this. It's designed for this. Except it's not really designed for what we do to it. Our bodies were not designed for us to be able to process every food the way we do in modern times. And to take in the things that we drink and eat that have no basis in nature whatsoever. So we're putting all this acid in. So what the body does, it says, my God, we have an emergency here. We've got to solve this. So the body uses stores of alkalinity to neutralize the acid. And you have those stores in your body. You have alkaline reserves, they're called. And in those alkaline reserves, you have a variety of things like magnesium, calcium, et cetera, et cetera. So the body knows how to do that. But here's the problem. If you keep putting more acid in than the body can deal with, pretty soon, what do you think happens to your reserves? They go down. Pretty soon, you don't have any reserves. Now you're in a dangerous situation. Now you're going to start having a major dis-ease start to affect your body. Like, remember FloJo, this incredible athlete? She just died recently. And here's this woman who was supposedly, you know, so fit. She was fit, but she was unhealthy. She created so much acid. Because, by the way, does working out produce lactic acid in mass? And if you're a sprinter, does that build more acid than if you're aerobically running? Yes or no? You bet it does. So she kept pushing, 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 and she got below her reserves, and then the organs in the body start breaking down. But people go, oh, there's a bad heart on this person. There's a bad this.